Okay, Mike.
What?
Imagine you have a friend that you made in the sixth grade. Okay?
Am I also a sixth grader?
Yes, you are also a sixth grader.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Wait, did you think that you would just
make
okay,
it's okay. It's okay. Even though he... I'm glad he asked, okay?
Well, let's it was like a mentor-mentee, you know. Go on.
Let's take it as a sign of progress in Mike's maturity that he asked. So that's good. Okay, so you got a friend in the sixth grade. Great friend. Everything's awesome. Fine. Check it out. You do well in school. You go on to the seventh grade, but your friend... What's your friend's name?
How about Brad? Bradley.
Fine, Bradley. So you and Bradley, you and Brad become friends in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Great friendship, okay?
I love him, yeah.
Okay, hang on.
I love him as a sixth grade friend.
Sure. Don't you think that happened a little fast? I literally just introduced him.
As a sixth grade friend, he clarified.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So now it's going to get harder for you because you've said that, but... So you do well in school, and Bradley, he struggles, okay? He has a tough time. I don't know, but what can hold someone back in sixth grade? That's funny, too. Actually, let's make up a new reason to hold Bradley back in sixth grade. Not something that could have actually happened to a kid.
He failed sex ed.
No, I don't even want to... Something's weird about chasing this example down. I don't want to do that. I feel like I'm working with two real creeps today. So
hey,
like,
I didn't say anything yet.
You said you loved a sixth grader.
Oh, yes, I did say that.
Okay, it's fine. Oh, Jesus. It's okay. Let's just say he was accidentally playing on a trampoline outside, kicked a soccer ball, broke a window. They decided that anyone who does that is not ready for the seventh grade yet. But is ready for the new Spike TV game show.
Where are you going with
this? Just listen to me. So, you go on to seventh grade, fine. Turns out Bradley does it again in 2019. I don't know why, he's just feeling it. Keeps getting held back. You go to eighth grade, again to ninth, to tenth. At some point, Mike, just like your Google Chrome no longer tells you about, like, hey, it's time to update. You're going to stop reaching out to Bradley because he's... But here's the thing. You're Bradley, okay?
Oh, I'm Brad.
You're Bradley.
Okay, and Chrome is just outgrowing me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, your friend is leaving you. It's really what's happening. So why don't you just go ahead, get your friend back by reinstalling Chrome.
And then we'll come back and we'll record the rest of the show.
We'll record the rest of the show. How about that?
Okay, guys, I'll go reunite with Bradley.
You're Bradley.
I'm Bradley. Fuck. I'll go reunite with myself, I guess.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast. I don't remember the second half of this, but there are three of us on the show. I'm Stefan Johnny. There's Josh Harrison. There's Mike Bogart. You know, enjoy. Okay, quick announcement. For both of you as well. Actually, no, you both know. Now that we're on Spotify. Yeah?
What?
Yeah.
Who's up?
Spotify!
When you applaud? Oh, not you. That is not how someone looks when they applaud. That is bad. Anyway, now we're pretty much in league with the biggest music stars in the world. So instead of our current reach, as it were, if we became like Spotify sensations and became the biggest podcast in the world, what's the first thing you do?
The biggest podcast in the whole world.
I'd get gold headphones.
Ooh.
Ooh. Does that, like, gold in the cords? Doesn't that supposedly, like, improve the sound quality?
Maybe. I'm mostly looking for bling, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you want flashy, solid gold headphones.
Yeah.
Biggest pod in the world. I'm talking We're perhaps beyond this. I'm like, think of like the biggest podcast.
Okay, I'll take a page out of Trump's book, and I will get a gold recording studio, solid gold everything.
Just let me. No. Hang on. There's something that I had to check. It is Sunday, March 4th, 2018.
Yes,
over a year of the presidency has transpired, and you elected to say, I'll take a page out of Trump's book.
Yeah.
It's fucking over. Like, Mike, I think it's done. Right?
The pot?
No, we're over.
Oh, like, yeah.
We as like a society.
Yeah.
Josh would have never said this 2 years ago.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. True. What if taking a page out of his book meant that, like, I was taking the selfish page out, or I was taking his collusion page out, take it away from him?
So just to be clear, you're taking out the bad page, but keeping the rest of the book as guidance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're not really writing a new page. We're just taking...
Okay, Mike, what would you do?
I was thinking a lot more practically, and I'm thinking if we're the biggest podcast in the whole world...
Because we're on Spotify now.
Because we're on Spotify now.
Which makes us much easier to share with your friends.
Way easier.
No.
Everyone has Spotify.
Subtle marketing. Free. Guys, pre-show meeting. Subtle. These people are our friends.
If we're the biggest podcast in the world, we're going to be doing big time live shows. We're going to play, like, I don't know, London, like the Sydney Opera House. We're going to be in big theaters and we're going to be there for a long time.
Do you think we will sell out Madison Square Garden two nights in a row?
I think we definitely could.
Yeah.
With this brand of humor, yeah.
Are we putting into thought at all the concept that we would have to do this together? Like,
well, yeah, we'll all have to be there at the same time.
All three of us want to have back-to-back conversations at Madison Square Garden. You think that's going to be good for anyone? It's going to end horribly.
That's true. We'll just get really tired of talking to each other by the end.
Like 5 minutes in, people will know that, like... The jig is up. Anyway, here's what I would do.
Wait, I didn't finish.
Wow. Okay, keep going. I didn't realize how grand this was.
Sorry. I was gonna get a professional bladder trainer so I never have to pee during a show.
What a journey that would have been from the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, it would have taken a while, so fair enough.
That's gross. You guys are forgetting about like our current pool of listeners. They got us
here. No, we love them.
Yeah.
No,
really? You
all
of
them?
You jet set all over the world. You immediately left them. Josh is buying himself things. This is like a classic story from like an old school Disney movie where they talk about what happens to each of the three characters. One is selfish. The other is, Mike, I have no idea how to describe you to people.
So what would you do?
I'm going to... Yeah. You know what? I wrote down a funny little tagline. Can I read it?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with like how quarterbacks take care of their offensive lines after like a good year?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rolexes and so on.
I consider our current pool of listeners, listen to this line, they're the offensive line for our offensive lines. So get him something nice, you know, whatever a small group of people would like to do.
Suck. You're going to spend it on our listeners?
That was a bait and switch. I got both of you. I knew you were dicks.
What are you going to even buy them?
I don't know. Obviously, this is the plan we should go with. So what should we buy them?
Here we go.
I think we should rent out an entire Olive Garden.
Oh, that's nice.
How about we go bigger than that? Why don't we take a page out of my book, and I have...
Puke. He pointed at himself when he said that.
I have the whole gold recording studio where we make our magic, but every one of our listeners now gets a free pair of gold-plated headphones.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah.
People like stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, you built an entire gold studio?
Yeah.
You're going to make them walk in and see that and then just hand them headphones?
No, they're not coming to the studio. They can't
come here.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on Spotify. Tell people. And you listen on it too. You listen too, whoever's listening. Listen everywhere.
I'm going to listen to it on Spotify now.
Yeah, the old episodes are there too.
Every single one of them.
Spotify.
So you guys, when I moved to Seattle a couple weeks ago, I had to buy a new TV. So I went on Amazon and I bought a TV and I planned to have it arrive the day after I arrived in Seattle because you like pick the delivery day.
Isn't that just such a great moment in like manliness, like manly adulthood? It's like the few times, you'll get a few chances in your life if you do it right to buy a new TV.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm envious of that feeling you just had. All right, walk me through it. Let me imagine that joy again.
So, I went on the wire cutter.
What? Okay. No. What's the wire cutter? What's
wire cutter is this website that like reviews hundreds and hundreds of every type of product you could want, from like TVs to Bluetooth speakers to like kitchen mixers to whatever. And it tells you what the best one for like what you're looking for. So it's like, here's a good budget pick. Here's a good like high end pick. So I decided to go OLED this time around.
Ooh. Which is,
yeah.
OLED.
Yeah. So I made my purchase on Amazon. I checked out.
Why didn't you buy it at Wirecutter? Just out of curiosity. I'm not like...
Oh, no. They use referral links. So I ordered it, planning to have it arrive. And after you check out, you're in your orders page. And I've noticed this before, but it stood out especially this time, where next to the order, it's like, you purchased this TV on this date. Buy it again?
I've seen that.
Like sometimes that makes sense. I use it when I'm like buying cat litter or something. But yeah. TV, expensive, not really the kind of thing you'd want to use. And I called that out to somebody. Somebody who listens to this show. I called it out. And then the next day I got the shipping notification and I realized that I didn't change the shipping address to Seattle, so it was arriving in Boston.
Oh no.
Whoa, Mike. It's like, dude, you just saw some guy get like elbowed.
You have no idea how much like logistical stress this causes me just hearing.
And so I couldn't even just like load it in the moving truck because it was going to arrive the day after I left Boston. So I contacted Amazon and they were like, hey, so we can't reroute it
wait,
for
wait,
you.
Wait, sorry. Where had you bought your last TV prior to the one that you're talking about right now?
Best Buy in New Hampshire, so I didn't have to pay sales tax.
That's fine. I don't know why I didn't ask you to admit to anything, so that was a little odd.
Nice grift, Josh.
feels like you're trying to just get stuff off your chest, but okay. So you bought a TV that ended up in your house in Boston.
Yes.
And then you bought it again.
No, I bought a different TV.
That ended up in your house in Boston. But it's a pretty, like, so the recommendation was kind of close. If they had just changed the TV on that recommendation, you kind of did that, to be honest with you.
Fair. So anyway, so I contacted customer service and they're like, hey, it already left the warehouse, so we can recall the shipment, but you're going to have to order it again. So I got to use the buy it again button on TV.
How? You said the buy it again button was on the order page. Did you order something else to get to the TV buy it again button?
No, it's like in your list of orders.
Oh, so okay, you bypassed it and just that would have been way funnier if you went another route.
So
like you had to spend money to use the bathroom.
Also, side note, the customer service person who helped me, his name was Justin Case.
Nice.
No way.
Yeah, it totally was. It absolutely was.
I guarantee you it was Justin Case, like 498,331. And Josh just read the case number as Justin's last name.
No, his name was Justin Case. And he was great. He helped me out. And so I reordered it and it was fine. So I'm wondering, has there ever been anything like that for you guys where you look at something and you're like, I don't know why that exists. Nobody would ever need it. And then like a day later, you end up needing it. You're just eating humble pie.
Good question.
Yeah.
Really makes you reflect.
It does. And I've completed reflecting and I have my answer.
Okay, good.
So a while ago, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, I was looking for something. I was growing up and finally wearing like adult clothes. So I was looking for like some kind of accessory, something something like a signature piece that just says Mike Bogart.
God damn it.
And I found a pocket comb.
Who sent you on this path? I've been meaning to ask you this for many years.
Nobody.
You all of a sudden like went all into fashion. You're telling me it came up out of nowhere and you independently arrived at the idea of a pocket comb?
I probably saw it on a blog. I was reading fashion blogs at the time.
Okay.
I wanted a pocket comb. So I got a pocket. I'm like, okay, I'm never going to use a pocket comb because that's ridiculous. That sounds stupid.
Why are you buying it?
Just to put in my pocket, like a pen kind of, but it's a comb.
Oh, what?
Wait, so you're not using this on your hair? This is literally just...
What an egregious waste of money.
It was $7, and I didn't buy it to...
All you're doing is converting the cash in your pocket into a comb in your pocket. Except one has way less street value.
I come off really shitty in this story, but I bought it just with the intent, like, I've never had a comb emergency. I'm going to try out a pocket comb as a thing and see if it sticks for me. So I did, and it turns out pocket combs are extremely useful.
Okay.
I use it all the time. I can
On your
wear
hair?
Hats now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can wear hats now.
Oh, hats. Yeah.
Yeah. I can fix it. Because it messes up your hair. There's nothing you can do. But like I can fix it now because I have a pocket comb. And it turns out to be one of the most useful things I've ever bought.
Oh.
Wow. You know, you had an answer that fit perfectly.
Yeah.
I know. I barely had to reflect at all.
I feel as if I'm put in my place quite often by things that I judge.
Yeah.
You'd say that, right? I feel like you've both seen me get my comeuppance numerous times.
It feels good, yeah. Like this, I like that I kind of set you straight. That feels nice.
I think for you, it's more like it's more that the universe kind of puts you in your place. Like you're feeling on top of the world, and then you get like shingles or whatever.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah,
that's sorry. True. I didn't mean to laugh so hard at you getting shingles.
And then like the week long bouts of like back pain.
Yeah, but that's not really...
That's not too bad. You know, I've never actually thought of that as, like, getting put in my place for something.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really, like, daring something or, like, mocking something. I'm trying to think... There had to be something that my opinion has turned on recently. Give me a moment. Can you two just very quickly have some chit-chat?
Hello, Michael.
What do you want to talk about?
I would like to talk about the current geopolitical climate in... Burma.
In Burma?
Yes.
Is it still called that? I would not like to talk about that. I had a very eventful week I could tell you about. I had two run-ins, very close calls with pigeons.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, what is it?
Sorry, Mike, I tuned out there for a second. Is there something you wanted to keep going on? Was there anything big? Or should I ask Josh? How was the conversation?
It was pretty good.
I had ice cream for breakfast.
That came up? Wow.
Are you Ralph Wiggum? Like,
I didn't get to that yet. Ooh, Ralph Wiggum. Ouch.
Ouch? That's like your dream, dude.
Ouch!
What? What are you mad at?
I aspire to Ralph Wiggum?
You don't aspire to it. It's what your dream is. As you dream, you think of yourself in Ralph Wiggum's situation, and you're happy.
I regret interrupting your story.
Anyway, listen. Listen here, Ralph. So I didn't have to look very far for my answer, because I've got these socks on, and that's what I'm going to talk about. So... The socks are Under Armour socks, but they have like these weird little patterns on them, and they're branded as athletic socks.
Nice.
And I honestly thought all socks were entirely like the same, except for the big wool ones. And then
really?
I put these on. Didn't have... Guys, good socks, totally worth it.
Oh yeah. My God, you just learned this?
Just learned this. Some of them stay on your feet like they were sprayed on.
No bunching up at all.
There's that saying that you should spend money on the things that are between you and the ground. So like you should get a good bed or mattress, you should get good tires for your car, and you should get good socks and shoes.
Skateboards.
Yeah.
That's pretty... Qualities, quality trucks only.
Again, trampolines.
Sure.
Sidewalks?
You can get away. I've been on many, many.
Pay your taxes. This is a right-wing podcast all of a sudden. Wait, they don't like taxes. I don't know what... It's the wing that says... Pay for good sidewalks is the side I'm on now.
I feel like both wings could agree on quality sidewalk.
I don't feel like that.
Mike, have you ever been tempted to use that pocket comb for other things? Like, have you ever walked by wet cement on a sidewalk and instead of like using your finger to sign something, you like run your comb through it and make a nice texture?
That would be a very like 50s greaser thing to do. I think that would be pretty cool. To like do some graffiti.
I am shocked and disappointed in you, Mike.
What? Why?
You just told us how this thing has become like a close thing to you. You value it. Like it all of a sudden plays an important role in your life. The first chance you get, you're going to throw it into wet cement because Josh told you?
I mean, I'm not, I'm attached to the idea of a pocket comb, but pocket combs come and go.
Mike,
you know?
Remember how off air I told you he was gonna slightly bit by bit try to ruin your life? This is part one. Anyway, I have a game we can play quickly, a game anyone can play quickly that came to me following an observation.
Okay.
All right.
Okay? It's called Looks How I Feel About Them.
Is it like looks colon how I feel
about
them?
I feel like Ellen right now. She always comes up with little games like this, and then she has like two or three examples. Josh, it is... Did you say looks colon how I feel about them? This is a game show, not a 90-page narrative into like my
fashion
thoughts on the visual world. God damn. Would Ellen do that ever?
I don't... That doesn't make sense. Looks how I feel about them?
Just wait.
Okay.
Yeah. God. Make sense of this grammar for us, please.
So here, this is the observation that made me come up with this game, and now you guys just have to come up with one of your own, okay? This is how the game goes. You say it like this. Jeff Sessions looks how I feel about him. Jeff Sessions. You say it again. Okay. You say the name at the end. So someone was talking to me about, you know, he's commonly associated with the Keebler elf. and someone was talking to me about how he probably made terrible cookies and that really made me laugh. And then I looked at him and he looks like the Keebler elf who would be bad at cookies and I would judge him as that. He looks how I feel about him. Jeff Sessions.
Hmm. Good point.
Who's someone
Good
like that?
Point. The first thing that I thought of was, you know, those oranges that have like a little bulge, like an Audi belly button.
Are yes. you listening to me?
Oranges. Those oranges look how I feel about them.
What does that mean?
Gross.
Oh, God damn. You're such a hidden level of bastard that people who are even listening right now don't understand. You dick. All right, Josh. Keep in mind, Mike has already claimed oranges.
No, just the gross ones.
Just the gross ones. Got it. It's a tough question to be like.
Mike, you didn't say it how I asked you to say it.
Oh, sorry. What is it?
You have to say, okay, just repeat after me. Ready?
Ready.
Gross oranges.
Gross oranges.
Look how I feel about them.
Look how I feel about them.
Gross oranges.
Gross oranges.
That's it. That's how you say it.
Okay, I like that. Very formal. Gotta have rules.
Gotta have the rule.
Okay. Steve Bannon. Looks how I feel about him.
I Steve get concerned. Bannon. I really do. Yeah. I get concerned.
Yeah.
Also, great rule following by Josh just a moment earlier.
You started talking before I was done, and I still powered through.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
You did. Let's keep that over talk in the edit.
But, like, there's just something about... They're not liver spots. They're like liver... Whatever's bigger than that.
Lakes.
Yeah.
We're really going after the old admin.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Probably should be us. Yeah.
You're right.
When my brother and I moved into this apartment about a year and a half ago, we went grocery shopping at the Jewel down the street. Our first time,
Chicago sentence. Anyway, yeah, go on.
It was. We're like, okay, we're going to get our essentials. We live together now. We're first-time roommates. This is our first trip to the grocery store. Kind of a big deal.
Didn't you live together growing up?
Yeah, we lived together for 18
though.
Years
it's
before
different.
That, I guess.
Like, you have two sisters, Josh. Like,
yeah.
If I went grocery shopping, I have been grocery shopping with my brother. My brother, fan of the pod.
Hey, Karna.
Yeah, God, stop trying to get him to like you, okay?
Hey, Karna.
So many. Why are you following up on his behavior? So
I don't know.
Both of you. Anyway.
He's the big brother.
Be more confident. Address him like an equal. Anyway, so listen.
Hello, Karna.
We've been grocery shopping, and like, we don't live together, but like, it's tense.
It is hard.
It's revealing
with
of your
family.
Of what your personality, like, grocery shopping by yourself is truly an expression of who you are. The order in which you do it, the thoughts that you have, the fact that I looked at a humongous banana once and I said, holy shit, and there was like a little kid next to me. But like, that's who I was, you know?
Huh. Yeah, that's just an authentic expression of you at the time.
And the only time you went with your brother before, like, your parent was there.
Yeah.
Or you're, on a task to pick something up. So, yeah, Mike, how'd it go?
It went so bad.
I knew it, man.
We got there. So, our first mistake was we went on, like, a Tuesday at, like, 5:30 p.m. Horrible idea. This Jewel is very popular, and, like, the layout is not intuitive whatsoever.
What comes first? Is it the fruits or the baked goods?
Well, what comes first is like this very confusing maze of automatic doors and like stairs and stuff that looks like hallways, but it's not. Anyway, it's really confusing going in there. And we got there. We got a cart eventually, and we like we made it about 20% through the produce aisle.
It's like you're in a customs area at a Middle Eastern airport.
We had some like asparagus. We had some like lemons. We had some assorted like chicken parts.
Produce aisle?
We started and then we kept going. And then we had like, I don't know, like grape nuts or something ridiculous. And we got to like the bread, and we were looking for just like bread. Like, you know, you just want some bread.
Yeah.
But there's like fucking like a solid 60 feet of different kinds of breads stacked 5 feet high. And we're like, well, like what kind of bread do you like? I don't know what kind of bread I like, you know?
You have no idea.
It was just, there were so many options. So we put everything back and we left immediately. And we've never been grocery shopping again.
Wait, you put everything as in everything in your cart, so you left with nothing?
We freaked out. We were like, okay, we can't decide on a bread. Let's at least just get what we have now. We tried to pay. The lines were insane. The lines were like backing up into different aisles. They were like curving around corners. It was so intense. We had to get out of there. We put everything back. We ran away from the store, and we've never been grocery shopping again.
Yeah, you've lived together for a year and a half.
We've never been grocery shopping together again.
So you do your own individual shopping?
A few times a year.
Wait, what do you eat most of the time?
I am so concerned for anything I have consumed at your house.
Yeah, so I kind of go to Target on my lunch break sometime, and I'm like, get beans and just like things that you can always eat, just in case.
Okay. Are you eating just beans at work?
Wait, just in case.
Just in case.
Right, yeah, it comes back.
Anyway, so I made the mistake of telling everyone at work about this.
That's not a mistake.
It was, well, yeah, in
it's
terms
very
of
very deliberate,
like,
if you tell everyone at work.
I elicited a lot more genuine concern than I thought I would. So someone, my coworker who lives in my neighborhood, offered seriously.
Oh, no.
To be my grocery coach and take me to the grocery store and teach me how to buy groceries.
This is amazing. Yeah.
I said, absolutely not. I can't do that. I can't have a grocery coach.
Is this a low point?
It is beyond a low point. It is so far beyond.
And you really haven't grown at all, have you, Mike?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing.
All of this is a farce. I told you only children would buy pocket combs.
So.
Okay, good. So now you know.
Yeah. So what's your instead of?
My instead of is, what do you need? What simple, basic life thing do you need a coach for? What can't you do? What intimidates you in your daily life?
Everybody knows my answer to this, so Josh, you can go first.
I don't think I know yours.
Really?
I don't know it. Yeah. What is
what?
It?
What? You guys are the worst friends. Have we ever talked about that?
I've known you for 18 years.
I listen to everything you guys tell me. I remember to remember it. I like have engaging conversations with you guys. And nothing? You have no idea? Mike, you know what's funny? I can look at Josh, but the proxy for you is a pile of my clothes.
It might as well be, to be honest. I got nothing.
Jesus, don't go at yourself
sorry,
so hard.
I'm sorry. What do you got? What is it?
Cooking. I can't cook.
Oh okay. God, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I need a coach.
Yeah.
It wasn't embarrassing. It was a nice gesture for me because it was a lot more finite. But one of my aunts, when she found out I couldn't cook, she just gave me like a week of Blue Apron. She's like, here's your address. It's coming to your house. And I'm like, okay. And then I cooked it and it was good. Like I tasted good. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
It was a very satisfying thing to do. But,
didn't stick.
I don't know. Yeah. No, just didn't want to do it again, I guess.
Non-stick. So, mine isn't like an everyday activity, but it's something that a lot of people do on an annual basis. And that is either skiing or snowboarding.
I don't know how to do that.
So I used to ski. I went like every year with my family for, I don't know, probably like 5 or 6 years or something.
Is this downhill or like cross country?
Yeah, downhill. Okay.
The good one.
Yeah. And it is just, it's not like riding a bike for me. I just like, I tried doing it again a number of years later. I couldn't do it. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll try snowboarding.
What do you mean you couldn't do it?
I mean,
aren't you still going down the hill?
I mean, I did, but like I fell down way more than I feel like I should have. I think I fell down more this time than I did like the very first time I ever.
Why
put
are
on.
You falling? Like, are you like going back to the same hills that you thought you could do previously?
No. No, I'm like going on the bunny slopes and I'm like trying to turn and I'm just like,
why are you trying to turn? The idea of that slope is to just go down.
No, the idea is that like you have to weave.
Are children doing it?
Yeah, you got to weave or you got to do like the pizza thing. thing where you like you point your skis together, yes, the but then pizza, they like yeah. they like clang together and like and then I'm like, oh, maybe I actually talked about this one on the pod before, but like I was like, let me try snowboarding one time, and then I fractured my wrist on the very first time I tried that. So yeah, I need like a very personal coach that can give like undivided attention just to me if I'm ever to do this again.
I love the idea of you falling down on a ski slope and just going like, you know, this is too much. I'm falling too up. This is abnormal.
Man, you guys went skiing as a family for 6 years?
Not straight.
So...
So some hard times in there in between, like some tough years.
Yeah.
I've never been skiing. It seems really scary.
Mike, you strike me as the type of man who has been skiing and wouldn't remember it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I've come from skiing stock.
You do?
My grandma worked at a ski resort up until she was like late 70s. She was the like hospitality person.
Did she also ski, or like when you say you come from skiing stock, do you mean like the inventory that she managed?
No. Skiing stock. I come from a family of skiers.
I did not know that.
More or less. Yeah. Yeah. Ski Round Top in Mechanicsburg, PA.
It sounds believable.
Buzz marketing. They have paintball too and a ropes course. Just saying. It's pretty cool.
Wait, at the same time?
All three.
Same you ski, facility. You paintball, and you ropes course at the same time?
You don't. Okay. That is such a good idea.
Is that what's up?
You ski down a ropes course with a paintball gun.
Mike, you said you were afraid of skiing on its own.
But this. Like, this sounds like one of the coolest things I've ever heard. You can you imagine you're flying down a ski hill, you like you get you jump up, you hook onto a ropes thing, you're like zooming down a zip line, and you brah, 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 spray paintballs at guys? Are you kidding me? That is so cool.
What happens when you get to the bottom?
I guess you take the lift back up and you do it again.
Can you shoot people from above on the lift?
No, that's out of bounds.
Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a downhill sport.
Well, then the only thing it needs is a name.
You're pretty good at names.
God damn it.
We could call it
Paint the Ski Town Red. Today, in the Paint the Ski Town Red Olympics. It's like, wow, Bob, that's a really long name for a sport. Oh, once you see what it is, it'll all make sense.
Yeah, because like paintball things are like little mini towns.
No!
Paintball courses. Yeah.
That's not what the name of the game is. Mini towns?
You don't take the chairlift back up. You have to crawl back up the mountain and not get killed by the people coming down.
Remove myself from
Here we go.
The ideation of this.
Here we go, Mike. Sport. Let's call it a slopes course.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Please. Wait, did you just laughed and didn't
I
know?
I thought I got it, but now I'm not
because
sure
you said there was a ropes course there, and but we're also adding ski slopes in. Yeah.
Where's the paintball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was missing a paintball connection. Mm.
What are some paintball terms? Does anybody know?
Hopper? I think the thing you keep your balls in is a hopper.
Why did I know that you would know paintball terms? Mike, tell me the number of times in your life that you have been paintballing.
Zero. But I have been a paintball enthusiast for a long time.
How can you be an enthusiast without having gone? I've gone like... two or three times.
Josh
really?
Has
I'm
gone.
I'm too scared. It seems like it would hurt. That's yeah, the reason I haven't gone. Really?
Yeah, not too bad.
Mike.
What?
you got to stop being a paintball enthusiast unless you're going to play paintball, dude. Really hard to explain that one to anybody.
Yeah.
Real hard.
Not like, is it, you can...
like, what fascinates you about it? And just tell me more words that fascinate you about it, and we'll add it to Slopes, and that'll be the show.
Well, I guess in high school, I got really into paintball. I got really into magazines about paintball. So...
I knew you in high school.
They published so many cool just like reviews of paintball guns that were like presented in very visually pleasing charts.
What were the names of these magazines?
I don't know. Paintball Weekly?
It was a weekly magazine?
No, surely not. Surely it wasn't. Monthly at most. I don't know. I get it confused with my import tuner phase of magazines.
Mm, that one I remember.
You do? Okay, good.
Well, I don't know, man. I guess I don't want to call this the slopes course unless it's just a ropes course in skiing, and then we eliminate paintball altogether. I guess that's our only option.
No, we can't. That's the best part.
More people will be able to play. We'll be able to grow the sport with kids.
Slopes and splatter.
Mike, really? Okay, Mike, you have two options before you. One, at least accommodate some people. The other one, you will be associated with a sport that has splatter in the name.
What if we call it... splatter course. What if we call it...
Are you choking on your tongue?
Spurladder?
Oh, yeah. That's a no, word. You redeemed yourself.
What are some of the skiing events? This is going too long.
It is. I know. I can't think of anything. That's what I'm saying.
Moguls.
Slalom.
Moguls. Slalom.
The mogul. Here, we'll do something to do with moguls. And, you know, they moguls sometimes to get to the top of the mountain, you know, you got to shoot some people down.
You have to kill paintballs. Some people.
Paintballs, yeah. Paintballs, not kill some people. So how about that? Who's a mogul?
Yeah, we'll call it Mogul to the Top.
I'm actually fine with that.
The yeah, me first too. Mogul to the Top wins. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a game. Well done, guys.
With Josh living here, we're prone to accidental mandates. You know, like we'll
accidentally,
hang out,
yeah,
and
course.
They turn out, yeah. You know. So yesterday we went to this wonderful Italian restaurant on the recommendation of a friend. Shout out to John. I don't know if John listens to this.
I don't know.
Anyway, shout outs
hey,
to you.
Hey, John.
Piccolino's.
Yeah.
Pretty good restaurant, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's a big restaurant.
Candlelit dinner with Josh here.
Yeah.
Last night, huh?
Yeah, but luckily, you know, we don't have any sort of romantic relationship. Thank God.
Really?
Like, just thank real, God. Real grateful for that. And speaking of grateful, I want to talk something's grated. Where do you stand, Mike, on Parmesan cheese intake at a fancy Italian restaurant? Because, I mean, if you ask me, at an Italian, like a fancy Italian restaurant, they got that big hunk of Parmesan in the back. They mm-hmm. want you to eat mm-hmm. it. I would eat it by dying. The mouthful if I could.
That Reggiano. Oh, yeah. Dude, you can't stop. Just pile it on.
So here's especially the thing. Nope. It's not piled on. That's the problem.
It's piled on.
It's piled on to your plate, which you then grabbed betwixt your fingers.
It's a pinch. It's the Parmesan pinch.
They
grated it onto a separate plate.
Well, yeah. So they have like that little bowl of grated Parmesan. You know, that tiny little bowl, the cube.
They don't
one.
Just walk by and say like, "Hey, would you like? Do you want some cheese?"
This is how nice the restaurant was.
Whoa!
So yeah, so much so that when I made, you know, I'm obviously gonna make a joke about the cheese if I'm at a restaurant and the cheese is hitting me the right way. So, so much so that the server was nice enough. She brought us like a triple sized cheese bowl.
Yeah.
Oh
it's
my!
A lot of
you
cheese.
Just had a bowl of grated Parmesan cheese.
It was delicious cheese. But let me ask you this, Mike: if you're going to eat some of this cheese just on its own, you're not going to uh-huh. sprinkle it on top of your entree or anything, How would you go about consuming this? Fancy.
In public. With
other people around in a fancy place.
Why are you
place.
Asking that?
I would definitely use a fork, like minimum.
Okay.
Probably a fork that I wasn't going to put in my mouth.
Wait, what's your plan?
Like the salad fork.
Oh, that you weren't going to use anyway. You are going to put...
Yeah. Because it's a community bowl of cheese.
Otherwise, it sounds like you're going to hold it up real close to your mouth and inhale some cheese. But
I'm just going to suck cheese off a fork.
Because what Tappet did is he scooped some cheese onto his plate and then
With the tiny spoon they had.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I honored tradition.
Sure. But then he took his fingers and he just like squished this cheese into this little, and then ate it with his fingers.
Yeah, what a gross way to describe pinching. I used my index finger, my middle finger, and my thumb. I did that too. I just really wanted to enjoy that which had been brought to our table. And so I did the Parmesan pinch.
The Parmesan pinch?
The Parmesan pinch.
Sounds like a dance move.
And I ate the Parmesan throughout the evening. And you know what? I stand by it. And it gave me the idea for an instead of, what do you two break the general customs of just to enjoy? Like, obviously other people around the restaurant aren't doing the Parmesan pinch yet because they haven't really tried it, because they haven't been confident, because they haven't seen enough of us Parmesan lovers. I'm telling you, there's going to be people listening to this episode who go, oh God, he did the thing I always wanted to. He just sat there and he ate the cheese the whole time.
I have one that is also cheese related. For string cheese, I don't always do the peel. Sometimes I just kind of nibble off the end.
Fucking monster.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Both of you?
It feels wrong.
Strike
but it's like...
three. That is the end of this friendship. You're biting down on string cheese? Why bother?
Because it's good. It's cheese. It tastes good.
No, it is good. It's a different experience.
They put in... it's not. The experience was peeling it. That was the difference.
No, if I wanted to just peel something, I would just get anything that has plastic film on it and just peel that off.
Like cheese?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I guess it does come in that
some
thing.
Of them.
But yes.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with... I'm up to... it's tough
Baby
now.
Bell.
It's tough. Baby Bell, Kraft singles.
That too.
Yeah.
It's common. It's common packaging for cheese.
So what do you guys do that other people think is odd? But you're going to do it because it's the right thing to do.
I just told you.
I heard yours. I'm asking Mike.
Okay.
So when I go out to eat, I have a very specific routine where I have to up until very recently, I always had to eat. I separated all the food groups and I ate them in the order of which one I liked the least to the one I liked the most at the end.
Okay.
So, but I could never, it would be broccoli and then mashed potatoes and then the mac and cheese and then the steak or whatever.
I was going to say mashed potatoes was a little low on the list, but I guess
hate mashed potatoes.
Whoa.
Sorry. Yo. Except for one version, mashed potatoes suck.
What's that version?
My mom's with a whole pound of butter in them. And yeah, they're good. Anyway, I always segregated my food groups and I they can't touch and I have to eat all of one before the other one. But lately, I've been being a little more permissive. I've been mixing food groups. And let me tell you, wow. Foods go good together.
It's spectacular.
When you put corn, mashed potatoes, and some kind of meat or some kind of other veggie, whoa. What a bite. So delicious. Gravy, everything. It all goes great together. I'm all about different food groups on your one bite. One forkful.
Right now, all you're doing is describing a KFC famous bowl.
That's not the point, dude. Listen to the bigger... did Mike just tell us that for the first time he's enjoying dishes that have been like cooked with multiple ingredients together?
Mike, what do you do for sandwiches?
I thought I couldn't cook, but like I knew the existence of other food outside of separate ingredients.
Sandwiches, love sandwiches. So like I love like various like pastas that have things in them. But like if there's sides on my plate, I always keep them separate until lately. And now I guess I know how good it is.
Thanks for listening. So now you know we are on Spotify, but we're also on Apple Podcasts and other places people get their podcasts. I've been told. I've really only verified those two. And Android, we're there too. You can find us on the internet at insteadof.fm. Or if you want to send us some tweets, every now and then Mike comes up with some when Josh makes him. That's at insteadof.fm. That was him. That was Mike. He's pretty embarrassed about the lack of production. But yeah, see ya. See ya next week. Next Wednesday, I think. Oh, sorry, by the way, that it took so long to release the last episodes. We're trying to, like, make them better quality and put less stress on ourselves. Josh was complaining. Okay, bye. 1 Are chips the best food?
Ooh.
Chips are the best fucking food, right?
Chips are the thing no. about chips, they're always good.
Instead of chips, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like a really good chocolate chip cookie.
Nope.
Chips though, yeah, like chips.
Mm-mm.
I could have chips in the morning. I could have chips at any time. I always like chips.
Are you making a Bagel Bites commercial right now?
I'm
hey,
just
Mike,
skirting
wait,
around
here,
the
let,
edges.
Let me just name foods. Bagel Bites. Watch what I do right here. This nope. is amazing. Think about Bagel Bites chips.
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to eat that. What else? What else do you like?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chips.
Pretty good. That'd be amazing.
You would eat those.
How about
ice cream?
Baba Ganoush.
You're not going to eat ice cream chips if I can convince you this tastes like ice cream and has that beautiful crunch that we all
seek. Would.
I don't know. See, chips to me are a solid A food.
Yeah. You don't even give them an A+?
No, I'm giving them an A because they are great in like the vast majority of situations. But it's like sometimes I just want like a real good juicy burger or like a chocolate chip cookie that has like
you need some substance,
gooey
some
chocolate
texture.
Chips. Yeah.
Explain to me how every culture in the world has found their way to chips.
Because they're pretty easy to make.
You're telling me if they all had chocolate chip cookies that would have it's not going to rise to the top. This is the best food of all time. It is
saying
chip.
This is a the best flavor delivery vehicle is a chip.
Yes.
Best is that what
piece
you mean?
Best piece of sustenance. Chips. Prove me wrong.
I mean, how do you prove yourself right? I told you already the two things that are better for me sometimes, and you're just disagreeing.
Yes, it has to blow me away.
I'm not trying to blow you away. Well, I am very
no, you
happy.
Must. You
I am
must.
Very happy.
No, you don't
I
understand.
Think Josh raises legitimate texture concerns. He does. It's true. If it's not like thick enough, it's not like the right chewiness. Sometimes you don't want like a hard crunch of a chip. Yeah. Sometimes you want something softer, something okay. a little bigger.
Tell me a few of those times.
I'll tell you one where chips were a terrible choice.
Okay.
I used to live with a friend of mine, Cassie, listener of the show.
Hello, Cassie.
She was a teacher. She still is a teacher, but she would have to leave our apartment super early in the morning. So I'd be in my bedroom with the door closed, and she'd be trying to get a snack of Sun Chips. And the bag of chips was so loud, it woke me up at 5 something in the morning through a closed door.
May I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Did you ever ask her how the chips tasted that morning? Did you ever ask her if the decision was bad for her?
That's...
Because the best food... If you... You know what would have taken away your anger? Some Sun Chips.
No, not first thing in the morning.
Yeah, first thing in the... Just try it tomorrow. Wake up and eat some chips. And just be like, God damn, is it 4:30 p.m. already? Like, you are going to kickstart the day. Forget coffee. Now you're in a zone.
Okay.
Chips.